breaths.
Thank you.
The room will bring it up again.
Oh, so we just deny it.
I would deny it today. I just punched in a new abatement to increase the land value to 5360. So
thank you. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Nope, you were fine. It's in that section 11 under easements for street plans requirements. And that's in item one, we added this sentence, the temporary construction easement shall be shown on the plat or separate document, such as if the case if it was not on the plat, for all areas outside of the right-of-way or utility easement necessary to accommodate the construction activities, such as cut slopes, fill slopes, trenches, etc. That's there just to make sure we've got a good graphical representation of the land that's being used for the roadway improvements. If it was not provided on the plat. Sometimes when we go back into a road retrofit, we need some additional temporary construction easement, just to get fill slopes in and get the thing constructed, and that this requires that that be submitted. Then in section 14, under street requirements regarding gated communities and private communities, item one changed from, and I quote, private streets and gated or private communities are encouraged to construct their roadway infrastructure to the same design requirements and specifications as public improvements. If these communities are not built to these standards, they may not be taken into the county maintenance program, unquote. The verbiage changed to, bear with me, section 14, gated communities, section 1, private streets and gated communities shall be constructed to adhere to the same design requirements and specifications as public improvements. So before they had the option and they might not be accepted by the county, now they're forced to comply with those standards.
Does it touch on that they still may not be taken into account?
It does not, because they're now required to adhere to the requirements.
But is there anything explicitly saying that it doesn't necessarily mean the county will take them in?
I'm not sure. Bear with me. No, it does not.
If it's a private community and they're constructing it, who inspects it along the way if they're not?
Well, with these, we will, road and bridge.
Even, so you expect?
On any new one.
On any?
Yeah.
And you tell them at that time if something's not
correct.
Standards.
And we'll keep documentation of it throughout the process, and then at the end, we'll sign off on it or not sign off on it.
And if they went ahead and did it, but it didn't meet to it, then you wouldn't sign off on it. And it, if they ever wanted to come into the road system, you would have that on record. Is that correct?
I'll let everyone catch up.
And these road standards apply to anyone from the day forth that they're adopted? Is that the way it goes?
Yes.
Then on page 13, if we're ready, if we're not, just tell me to pause. Section 2, it's under design criteria and standards. It's the variance for minimum standards, which was item 2. Modified from, should a request for design variance occur after plat approval and this causes nonconformance with the plat, Planning and Zoning Commission and the Taney County Commission will have to approve the amendment to the plat. That has been changed based on, and I get multiple changes here, so bear with me. The current version, based on comments from the lawyer whose name I do not recall, email that I got Saturday afternoon, is changed to, should a request for design variance occur after plat approval and this causes nonconformance with the plat, Planning and Zoning Commission will have to consider approval of an amendment to the plat. The intent is, if there's a design change after platting that causes nonconformance, it comes back to the commission. And the way it was worded, the lawyer felt that it forced the commission into having to approve that.
Mm-hmm. And you said
this
commission.
Gives you the option of approving or disapproving.
When you say it comes back to the commission, but you mentioned the planning zoning commission may have to. So which are we talking about? It comes to the planning zoning commission and they have to approve the amended?
I believe it goes to planning and zoning first, and then if there was an issue, it would come back to the full commission.
Correct.
Or say, correct me if I'm wrong, Devin.
No, that's correct.
So if the planning and zoning commission approves a change to the plat, anytime they approve a change to it, it will come to the county commission?
It can, yes.
It can or yes. It will? I don't know.
It should, yes. Yes, sorry. It should come to the county commission.
Also, I believe on page 13, but my page number broke. I believe in one of my iterations here. I apologize. Under item 7, drawing standards, which, bear with me. 'Cause 7 is sight distance. Again, we've added sections over time, and I was keeping a running list, and I think I've messed it up. I apologize.
Yeah, so far, you're looking good.
Yes, I'm not seeing Section 3, drawing standards. Where did I go? I say Section 3, Drawing Standards. Yes, I'm sorry, page 13, Section 3, Drawing Standards, Item 7, which is in the lower right-hand corner of page 13. Sheets showing typical symbols to be used in the preparation or engineering, quotes, was changed to modified to sheets showing typical symbols to be used in the preparation of engineering plans or drawings shall be included. Again, typographical, poor grammar, mm-hmm. Type change. And page 14, section 5, roadway classification was modified to the developer shall meet with Taney County Road and Bridge to determine the appropriate roadway classification, etc. This information will be used to establish the design criteria for each roadway within the development. Change to developer shall meet with Taney County Road and Bridge to determine proper street classification. This information will be used to establish the design criteria for each roadway within the development. Again, it was a typographical sentence that didn't make sense, was corrected. Now that I've bumbled through that, did it make sense to anyone? Okay, thank you. On page 16, table 3.9, which is the right-of-way and right-of-way width. The right-of-way for an expressway was reduced from 130 feet to 100 feet minimum, and a note was added at the bottom of the table stating, quote, site-specific grading conditions may require additional right-of-way. In other words, you've got a minimum standard, but if your slopes are to be encompassed, it may require more than the minimum, either cut slope or fill slopes. On page 17, section 11A, in the old version, roundabouts, was deleted at one time, has been reworked and put back in, replaced in its entirety, with the new section 11 for roundabouts, specifying that all roundabouts be in compliance with MoDOT standards, the current MoDOT standards. It references the MoDOT engineering policy guide and added minimum radius criteria for the roundabouts. And then section 12 for cul-de-sacs was added, and it states that they should be permitted only on local streets, shall not be longer than 800 feet without approval by planning and zoning, shall be provided at the closed end with a turnaround having a diameter of 100 feet right-of-way and 80 feet of paving for residential, and a diameter of 120 feet right-of-way and 100 feet of paving for a commercial development. Commercial, it does not say development. maximum slope in any direction shall not exceed 4% in the turnaround. That was added and then revised this morning based again upon comments from the lawyer that I received Saturday. Also on section 17, or page 17, section 13, driveways, item 1, minimum length of the driveway shall be 20 feet was added to the paragraph, just to allow enough room for a driveway for a vehicle to park, otherwise it's a useless driveway. Section 13, also under driveways, and item 1.
What's the setbacks right now currently from the front?
On 1 now?
What's the setbacks on the front property, like 50 feet?
25, I believe.
25 feet?
I'm not certain.
10 feet from the sides?
And then also in that same driveways, item 1, we added any culvert over 40 feet will require a clean-out box provided by the property owner, which allows maintenance access into that culvert to clean it out should it become clogged with debris, leaves, dirt, etc. Section on page 18, in section 15 under bridges and culverts, item number 2, the design vehicle was changed from an ASHTO, A-A-S-H-T-O, HS-20 design to an ASHTO HL-93 design vehicle to comply with current standards. And I wish I could address that in more detail, but that is a structural design concern, and I'm not the structural guy. On page 20, construction and approval section, item 1, general, sub item A, reference to the 2004 edition of the Missouri Standard Specifications was changed to, and I quote, the latest edition of the Missouri Standard Specifications. That way, as MoDOT updates their standards, which can happen literally on a almost 2 or 3 month basis, you don't have to come back and readopt your standards. You automatically comply with the latest and greatest that's in effect at MoDOT. And the last sentence of that section was also modified to include the latest edition of the manual on uniform traffic control devices, again, for the same reason.
Okay, so, Devin, all of our roads and culverts and so forth will comply to the same MoDOT standards.
From here on.
Yeah.
And it would be the current. So you could wind up with, if something's built, MoDOT updates their standards, A and B may not be exactly the same, but B, the latest one will always be with the latest edition.
From the point that it's adopted.
Yes, correct. And then also in that construction approval section, item 2, construction sequence, sub item B, the contractor show preserve without damage the vegetation designed to remain was changed to, and I quote, the contractor shall preserve without damage. Why does this say the same thing? Bear with me. I apologize.
Design is designated.
Thank you.
What was that?
You went from designed to designated.
Yes.
Oh.
Vegetation designed to remain versus vegetation designated. Thank you. There was a whole weekend since I looked at this. On page 22, Section 9, under inspections, Section J, which is in the upper right-hand corner, it's after completion of all streets, utility constructions, quote, but not later than 2 years, was changed to, but not later than 2 years. Year became plural. Again, typographical issue. Also on page 23, Section 11, I'm sorry, page 23, Section 11, paragraph 1, all roads in subdivision was changed to all roads in subdivisions approved by Taney County Planning Commission. So it again fixed a typographical error. Section 11.3 changed Taney County Engineer to read Taney County Highway Administrator. Just a clarification of title. Pages 24 through 31 added section 5,